Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Only Jesus. And if Jesus is going to truly have preeminence in our lives, it must touch every part of our lives. So four things today. Only Jesus. Number one is this. Only Jesus for my fears. Only Jesus for my fears. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10, God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear, my friend, is one of the greatest spiritual battlegrounds of our time. Many walk through life ruled and controlled by fear. We fear the future. What's going to happen to this? What's going to happen to my marriage, my kids, whatever, my job? We fear the future. We fear what we cannot control. Many of us are straight up control freaks. And when we can't control something or the outcome of something, we stress out. We fear loss. We fear uncertainty. We fear change. And Scripture does not deny fear, but it redirects us through it. God says, I am with thee. Jesus says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When Jesus has first place, when Jesus has supreme priority, when Jesus has the preeminence, fear does not rule your heart. Christ does. Jesus does. In 2026, and we're already a month and a week in, 2026, fears will come. Fear will knock at your door. But this year, my friend, this year, Coastline, we choose prayer over panic. We choose faith over fear. We choose trust over retreat. When fear rises, my friend, when fear rises, and it will, and it has, we run toward Jesus. Only Jesus steadies the heart. Only Jesus truly calms the anxiety. Only Jesus for my fears. Number two, only Jesus for my family. Only Jesus for my family. Joshua 24:15. Joshua is saying to the people of Israel, he says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, Joshua says loud and clear, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Only Jesus for my family, for my marriage, for my children. Only Jesus for my family. Psalm 127:1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Families today, more than ever, with social media and smartphones and everything else, families today are under enormous pressure. Christian families are under enormous pressure. Culture pulls us one way. Schedules pull us another way. And stress in all of it wears us thin. Our families are under attack. But Scripture is clear. If the Lord does not build the house, we build in vain. We cannot be the spouse, the husband or wife. We cannot be the parent or the son or daughter that we are meant to be without Christ, without Jesus Christ ruling our homes, without having a home that is filled with the Spirit of God. So this year, only Jesus for my family. This year, we intentionally place Jesus at the center of our families. It's time. It's time to start praying together more frequently. It's time to, not just at dinner, bless the food, amen. I'm talking about getting the kids together, getting your spouse together, and I need to be better at this as well. Sometimes it's my two younger boys that say, Dad, can you pray with us? And I'm like, yeah, I'll pray with you. They remind me. May it not be that way. Dads and moms, parents, may we be the ones leading our homes spiritually. May we be the ones leading our children to Jesus Christ and a love for the Word of God and a love for the house of God and a commitment to Christ. This year, we start praying together. Hey, this year, we start worshiping together. Not just on Sundays, but in the car and at home, we worship together. Moms and dads, husbands and wives, we model repentance and grace and patience and forgiveness. We lead our homes spiritually. We don't let the flesh rule. We don't let the flesh and the enemy win in our homes no longer. 2026 is the year. Only Jesus for my family. Because I'll tell you, the devil walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he wants to mess up your kids, and he wants to mess up your marriage, he wants to mess up your family. Only Jesus for my family. I want Jesus to rule in my son's lives. Man, I want Jesus. I want my boys to know Jesus. I want my boys to love Jesus. I want my boys to know the power of prayer. I want my boys to know the importance of the house of God. I want my boys to see Jesus Christ in me. I want them to see God the Father in me, their Father. I want Jesus to rule over my marriage. I want to love my wife as Christ loved the church. Only Jesus for my family. I want my home to belong to Him. I want it to be a place where when people walk into my house, they say, wow, this place feels different because the Spirit of God abides there. Only Jesus for my family. Only Jesus builds a lasting home. Number three, only Jesus for my failures. Only Jesus for my failures. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12:9, he said unto me, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Only Jesus for my failures. Every person in the room carries a type of failure that you have experienced. Maybe it's regrets over past choices made. Maybe it's addictions that you still battle. Maybe it's broken moments that you wish you could undo. We all carry failures. Only Jesus for my failures. The enemy says that you are defined by your worst day, by your worst choice, by your lowest moment. The devil tries to tell you that's who you are. But Jesus says there is no condemnation in Him. His grace does not ignore weakness. It transforms it. Only Jesus for my failures. In 2026, this year, we stop hiding and start healing. Some of you have been hiding long enough. You've been running long enough. It's time to quit that. And it's time to start healing through Jesus Christ. We bring our failures into the light of Christ, into the light of Jesus. That is what the light of Jesus overpowers the darkness of our failures. This year we seek accountability. We trust grace and we let weakness become our testimony of who we are. In Jesus Christ, Jesus redeems failure. We're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He died. He rose again. He lives for you today. Don't be ruled. Don't be led by your failures and weaknesses. No, be led by Jesus Christ. Only Jesus for my failures. And lastly is this, only Jesus for my future. Only Jesus for my future. John 14, Verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Only Jesus for my future. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. The future feels uncertain. My goodness, look around for just a moment. The future feels uncertain. The world is a very unstable place right now. Life is fragile. But the believer's future is anchored in Christ. Amen. You talk about future. My eternity is secure in Jesus Christ. Only Jesus saves eternally. The wages of sin is death, yes. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus is the one who saves. Only Jesus can save my soul and give me eternity in heaven through his death and resurrection and the gospel. He saves eternally and he sustains presently. Thank God that Christ is not just for my eternity. He's for right now. The gospel saves me by grace, but the gospel changes me right now. It transforms my life. This year, 2026, we surrender our plans to him. We invest in eternal things. We trust his direction. And if you're here today and you don't know Christ, your future can change today. Your eternity can change today. You can give your heart to Jesus Christ, confess your sins, repent, and believe that Jesus is God, the Son of God, who died, who rose again, and who lives today. You can give your heart to Christ and be saved. But Christian, today, only Jesus for your future. Only Jesus for my future, because only Jesus secures our eternity. Colossians 1:18, as we're finishing up this morning, says, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Not in some things. In all things he might have the preeminence. Our fears, our families, our failures and our future and so on and so forth. I could go on. That in all things, he might have the preeminence. I have a vision statement for our year that I want to read this morning. That goes right with our theme. All that we've talked about today leads to the vision that God is placing before us this year. And here it is. In 2026, Coastline Baptist Church commits to pursuing a life and ministry where Jesus has first place in everything, in our hearts, our homes, and our church. Trusting him alone to transform lives, strengthen families, overcome fear, redeem failure, and lead us into his future. Only Jesus. And church, that vision statement is not just something that we hang on a wall, we put on the screen. It's something that we must live. Because a theme, whether it's I Believe or Next Level Living or this year only, because a theme is meaningless if it never moves from words to action. This is not about branding. We got gifts for everybody today that we're going to hand out for everybody. And it's going to have our theme and it's going to have our church logo, and that's great. It's not about branding, though. It's about surrender. Jesus is not asking just for a place on your schedule. He's asking for first place in our lives. And if he truly has preeminence in your life, if he is truly first, then 2026 will not just be another year in your calendar. It will be a year of transformation in your life unlike you've ever known. A year where fears are faced with faith, where families are strengthened by grace, where failures are redeemed by mercy, and futures are anchored in hope. Not because of us, not because of me, the pastor, no, but because of Him. So this Vision Sunday, I want to invite every person in this room to make a simple but profound commitment in your heart. In your heart today, I want you to say, Jesus, you have first place. Jesus, you have first place in my life. First place in my decisions. First place in my home. First place in my priorities. First place in my church. Because when Jesus has first place, everything else finds its proper place. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As your pastor, my prayer for you is simple. My prayer for this church is this, is that when people walk into Coastline this year, when people from this community, or whether it's in the summer and we have out-of-towners, whoever walks through these doors into this place, my prayer is that when people walk into this church, they would not walk away impressed by a program or by the worship team, but they will walk away having encountered Jesus. That is our heartbeat. That is our pursuit, church. And that is our prayer for this year. Only Jesus. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.